Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Good evening and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. We're going to be with you for the next 60 minutes, that is. I thought I was on the Friday night show. I'm very, very excited about tonight's broadcast. It's going to be a very interesting show. So I certainly look forward to this. We've been waiting a while, and even though we've been doing the five-part series, we'll continue the final segment on next week about marriage, the five-part series. We'll bring the finale to a close on next week. But for tonight, I mean, it's a very good show. It's a live show. We're going to be doing an exclusive interview with the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. And I've certainly been looking forward to this, and I'm sure she has as well. She's also the author of the author of Dying to Wake Up. So we've got a number of things going on this evening. I'm very, very happy and excited about her. She has a press release that came out about a month ago, and we're going to just bring you up to date on everything that's going on with Ms. Blake, Ms. Audrey Blake. We're going to make it all about her this evening. The entire show will focus on her success, her promotional activities and the like throughout tonight's broadcast. We may limit the number of individuals that we communicate with over the air tonight because I want to give and devote our full attention to Ms. Blake during this special interview. She's been co-hosting with me now for, I would say about 2 years, just over 2 years, that is. And I'm very excited about that, and she deserves that. I'm very excited. We're going to go ahead and bring her in a few minutes. Let me just quickly put my commercial out there briefly. I'm a life coach. I'm also an author of After the Passion, Now What? It has a primary book and a companion workbook. You can certainly go to any one of my websites, drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com, and browse my website and make your purchases, whatever you'd like to do there. But tonight's broadcast is not really about me at all. I've designated this time to be completely about my co-host because we're going to promote for her. That's my commitment to helping promote her success. So that means she means a lot to me. My program would not be as successful had it not been for her. So I am very grateful, and this is my way of showing my gratitude. And we're going to be doing, quite a bit tonight. So I'm going to ask all of you all to join with me as we celebrate tonight. Miss Audrey Blake's success and her press release. All right, now, no more about me, but let's go ahead and bring in the world-famous Miss Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me and also the author of Dying to Wake Up. Miss Blake, it is an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to have you on the show tonight. I'm very grateful and congratulations on your press release. And go ahead and give us your commercial, and then we'll get right to some things so that we'll we want this whole hour to be basically about you and promotion of your book, and as well as the things that you do. So go ahead.
Well, thank you, and I want to start by saying thank you. It certainly has been my pleasure to be your co-host for the last almost 2 years now. It's been a joy and it's been a blessing, so thank you for that. I just want to put that out there. Also, I do welcome any callers tonight because there may be questions they have or situations that my book may speak to. But aside from being the author of the book we'll talk about, I am a certified professional life coach, and I specialize in coaching people to write their first book, as well as just helping them develop their goals and set up a plan for them, keeping them on point, all those things that life coaches do. And I also have a higher platinum package for individuals who already have their goals set up but are just a bit stressed out. And so I help them to de-stress and find ways to have success while under stress. In addition to that, of course, some of you may know I'm a speaker. I've done speaking engagements for years at various venues, from the faith community to communities to a little bit of TV and radio at times. And so it's just something that I enjoy doing. It's a calling, as I like to think of it. And so it's just my way of inspiring others to greatness. And those are really, I guess, the major things I do besides co-host this show. So there you have it, Dr. Walker. I do want to talk about briefly my website, which is fosteringleaders.org. I forget that I am the CEO of that company as well. It's a company based out of Columbus, Ohio, and Atlanta, Georgia. And it's officially registered with the state of Ohio. And it's basically a consulting company that does workshops, seminars, speaking engagements. And so our website is fosteringleaders.org, and you'll find more information on there.
Okay, that is excellent. And give them your call number if they want to get in touch with you. And we'll be promoting that throughout tonight's broadcast.
Yes, the official phone number for the company is 770-866-2162. And again, that's 770-866-2162 is the best way to call into the office.
Okay, all right. Just a couple of questions just before we go to tonight's story. And let me ask you, what prompted you to write your book, Falling in Love with Me? That's one of the questions I wanted to ask, and then I'll probably ask you this again in the show after I've done some reading more.
Sure. One of the things that happened is, well, in South Carolina, I've run programs in three different states, South Carolina, Ohio, and Georgia, at the state level. And I work for a hospital in Columbia, South Carolina, where I set up programs called Teen Talk, basically helping youth to make good decisions. And as I was doing these programs, initially I didn't have staff, so I had to go out there and actually do the work myself. And in interacting with the youth and giving them role plays, I realized that they are facing some of the same situations that I faced when I was a youngster, and some of that which I face now as a single woman. And so I was walking along one day talking with someone, and they were talking about relationships. And, you know, in my Southern style of talking, I said, child, I could write the book. And then it hit me. And I was like, you know what? I will. And so that's really what inspired me to start putting together the chapters of my book.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. That is excellent. All right. Well, I'm sure that I'm going to have a host of questions for you as the this interview, exclusive interview, progresses. All right, may I go ahead and read tonight's story?
Oh, wow, you caught me off guard. Okay. I actually didn't have it pulled up in front of me. We did have a situation that we were going to talk about tonight. While I'm pulling that up, if you want to just interject you know, a little bit more. And
okay,
sure.
And then you can go with the story. That's fine. You want to go with the story, and I'll just throw some more of the commercial things out there.
That's right. Yeah, because I definitely want to share the situation with our callers and listeners.
Okay, excellent. I have a story in front of me, as a matter of fact, as well as you have it as well. I want to say that, you know, come May, this will be 6 years. That will be it's towards the end of May, will be my six-year anniversary on the air. And I'm letting you know that it's indeed been a pleasure to have been on the air for so long. We've had people on here from all walks of life, and I'm just telling you, it's been excellent for me. I mean, just excellent. Having Miss Blake as my co-host has been just very good, because there have been times when we just bounce off of each other. Miss Blake, go ahead. You were going to say something?
No, I agreed with you. It definitely has been great. And, yes, I definitely see what you're talking about. And, I do agree. It's been great. It's been an awesome experience.
Okay. All right. So you can certainly go to Ms. Blake's website. If you should lose that number, you can certainly contact my office at 954-367-6766. And I can certainly forward any information about the author falling in love with me to you at any point in time. So just keep that in mind. At any point in time, if you need to get in touch with Ms. Blake, you can certainly go to my website, leave a message, or go to FossFly at FossFlyLeaders.com. I believe that's it, right?
Dot org. You're good.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that one of what we'll be talking about tonight, you know, one of the situation we'll be sharing with our listeners really will kind of intertwine, particularly on the second half of this interview, how the book can be helpful. Because sometimes, you know, folks are like, I don't need to read a book, you know, and honestly, sometimes I have to pick it up and read it, you know.
Okay.
And that may sound
all
strange,
right,
but sometimes I need to read my own book. Yeah.
Well, I've heard
that
too. Yes, I am. You want to read it, or you want me to?
Sure, I'll share. This is what I like to call a situation, and you find that a lot of times that's how I refer to things, because these are real things that happen to real people, but there's no breach of confidentiality involved. So the question that we really are asking in the situation is, you know, if there are people out there that's listening, and you may just say to yourself, you know, how did I end up in this relationship? And if you're out there wondering that, if you're asking yourself this question, then definitely tonight's situation is for you. The situation is between Jennifer and Gray, who are both single individuals at this point. And so Jennifer met Greg at a social event that was held in the home of a mutual friend of theirs. And she'd heard about Greg before in terms of, you know, his way with the ladies. And her first impression of him was that he was what we sometimes call a player. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the term, which most of you probably are, that's someone who will never commit to one woman in a relationship. And I say it in my book, not all men are players and not all players are men. So just put a pin in that. But anyway, he was a player. And she basically had no interest or immediate attraction to him initially, even though he's a good-looking guy. You know, just because she knew about his reputation of being a ladies' man, she was just like, you know, I'm not feeling him. And so Greg, on the other hand, was very attractive to Jennifer when he saw her. He loves a challenge. And he got to work on her, like, all night, different conversations, stopping by in her circle, until finally he convinced her to exchange phone numbers with him before the night was over. And Greg's persistence paid off. Before long, they started going out on dates, and they started spending more time together. And now the current situation, as we call it. It's been 4 months, and Jennifer finds herself frustrated with Greg, asking herself the question of the day, just how did I end up in this relationship? And these are her concerns. One, Greg hardly ever takes her out. I mean, he mainly just wants to come over and cuddle. You know, he wants to get close. He wants to be behind closed doors. Doesn't really want to go out. The second thing, he doesn't really remember the special days in her life. Like Valentine's just passed, and Jennifer tells us that, you know, Greg didn't even buy her anything. And he really didn't give her anything for Christmas either. He used the excuse that, you know, it's all man-made and it's pagan and it's just ways that the stores get people to spend money. And the third thing that's been concerning Jennifer is he doesn't really show a genuine interest in things that Jennifer talks about. It's like when Jennifer starts talking about her day or her hobbies, you know, he just has this look like, wow, here we go. So now Jennifer, she has expressed these concerns to Greg. And, you know, Greg really doesn't understand what the problem is. He tells her that he spends as much time as possible with her when he's not seeing his patient because he is a physician. And Jennifer now wonders just how did she get into this relationship and how can she get out? Because here's the problem. She has fallen in love with Greg. So there you have it. Dr. Walker, I know we have a few things to discuss tonight, a few questions to talk about.
Yes, we do. And actually, you know, tonight's questions as we interview, Ms. Blake, you, the author, Fall in Love with Me. You know, my first question that I think about is, how do you know when you are in an unhealthy relationship? You know, what are some of the signs?
And that's a great question because there may be people listening right now who's thinking, yeah, I got this man, and I'm in a great relationship, and they may be in for a surprise because they may be settling. One of the things is just what we see here in this situation with Jennifer and Gray, that the individual that you're supposedly in love with is not really loving on your heart. They're not really caring about the things that you're concerned about. They're not taking the time to show you that you're appreciated. I mean, something as simple as, you know, here's a card, here's some flowers. Here, let me just take you out tonight for no special reason. You know what? My income's limited right now, but let's go get a milkshake. Or let's just go for a walk in the park. You know, something that this person takes the time to show that they love you. Another sign is that they are always, like, putting you down. If they're always questioning you, we talked about this on other shows. If they're always doubting you, trying to take away your confidence level, you know, just simple remarks sometimes, like, why would you want to do that? You know, those kinds of remarks are not remarks of constructive criticism. They're really tearing you down. And so if you find yourself out there listening to this show tonight and you're in that kind of relationship, just recognize that you are experiencing some unhealthy behaviors in your relationship.
All right. Ms. Blake, let me just, if I can interject here, maybe we can take a couple of callers if that's okay with
you.
Or you want
that'd
me
be awesome.
Okay.
We'll
take a couple
call.
Of callers. Those of you all, if you're just joining us, we have my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. She's the author of Fall in Love with Me, and we're doing an exclusive interview with her tonight. We just read an excerpt from part of a book, and it deals with how they end up in this relationship. Very interesting story. And she's given her the point of view on it. You don't want to miss this one here. Let's go to phone line. We're going to first go to 919-875. Thank you for joining us. And who do we have on the air live with us? 919-875. Okay.
Hi,
Doc.
We have a listener.
Hello. Yes, hi. We got you. Yes, you're on the air live. Who do we
yeah,
have?
This is Gloria. I just want to say one little comment. I'm getting off. How can a person fall in love with someone that has that were doing these things before, and she just met him? Now, I think the story went like she had just met him. So how could she fall in love when he was doing these things that she didn't like?
That's a great question. Great
how could
question.
She fall in love from the beginning with this person?
And there go.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, please, go ahead.
And he was already like he was when she met him. How could she fall in love with a person like that? That's what I'm trying to
find out. Okay, Miss Blake, that's an interesting question. I mean, my thought would just be that sometimes we don't know a person until they show us who we are, and that comes from one of your sayings over the air, but I'll let you go ahead and address that.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
but
go ahead. I'll call her.
But the thing is, this was happening while she was just getting to know him. So how
right.
can you, unless she fell in love from the first time she saw him because of his looks and what have you.
Yes, I do think his looks probably has something to do with it. That's just my thought on the story. But the thing is, I talk about this in my book. The name of the book is called Falling in Love with Me. It's by Tate Publishing. And you really have to love who you are. But I'll start off by saying this, Ms. Gloria, and to all of our listeners. Let's not be too hard on Jennifer. And I always say that because I hear this story all the time, at least once a week, you know, where this happened. You know, beautiful, intelligent woman, falls for a guy that she knows is a player. I mean, it just happens. And I think part of it has to do with really knowing your value and your worth. And also,
right.
you know, sometimes people are just good like that. I mean, people don't want to really admit it, but I'm the keep it real life coach. And people can be good like that. You know, so, I mean, I personally experienced it myself before in life. And I wrote the book, you know, which is probably why I can write the book. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't really have to do with intelligence or how much they love who they are. Sometimes they just get caught up. But the important thing is to recognize it. And to not
right.
Stay in the unhealthy relationship.
So what you're saying is that she could have just by looking at him, wanting him, lusting evidently after him, and she didn't see any of his faults. She didn't see anything, and they were right there in her face. Is that what you're saying?
I think she probably saw it because if you talk about the situation, we talked about the situation where she had heard about him from her friend.
Heard
so
of
she,
him, yes.
Right. So she had this wall up in the beginning because she already knew the type of individual that he was known for being. But he just worked his magic on her.
He evidently did.
Apparently.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Well, we're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Blake. Let's
okay,
go ahead and
I'm
another call.
Sorry, but I won't be able to.
Well,
okay,
thanks
no
for
problem.
Joining
Thank
us
so
tonight.
Much. All right, let's take another call, 954-226. Welcome to the show. Who do we have?
This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us. Did you have a comment or a thought?
Well, I wanted to follow up on what Gloria said and put something out there. I know that Jennifer knew the type of guy Greg was before she fell in love with him. But my take on this is that, and a lot of women do this, although Jennifer already knew the type of person Greg was, she maybe initially she had no intentions of falling in love with him, but she was in it for the excitement. Maybe she likes what he says, you know, and that just feeds her, you know. He has a good talk because he's a player, so he's going to have good talk. And maybe that just kind of, she got hooked on that maybe. It's a possibility. You know, sometimes women, you know, we kind of know the type of guy he is. He's a player. But just the excitement and the attention that he gives to us, because a player, he knows how to get to us, okay? And maybe that's what kind of grabs Jennifer at the time. Not that she went into it intending to fall in love with him, but then over the time of dating him, going out with him, having a good time, she just eventually fell in love with him, you know. And I guess I do have to understand that. We have to understand that sometimes it's not because we want to go down that road with this particular person, but it just happens, you know. That's my take on that.
I think that's a great point. I think that's a great point. And the thing that I often say to friends and to different individuals that I come across in this type of situation, you know, the first thing I hear from those who are not in it at the time is, well, she should do this. Oh, my God, she should know better. But then, you know, I'm always that life coach to say, wait a minute, let's step back. Let's look at this. And I try not to remind people of where they've been because somehow it's easy for folks to get amnesia, especially my married friends. You know, when I talk to them and we talk about situations that single individuals are going through, somehow they just get amnesia about their single days, and they're like, I don't see how they could do that. And I was like, you know, not so long ago, you know, that pretty much was you. And, you know, and so, you know, we all go through those phases. But the main thing I emphasize to people in this type of situation, and I talk about in the book, is don't beat yourself up, number one. That's the worst thing you can do is fall into this trap of, oh, how could I? Oh, how did I? Because then you may repeat the pattern even more because you start to feel unworthy. And so you got to realize, you know what? Wake up. Let me get out of this. And let me learn from it.
Okay, excellent. Ms. Blake, we're going to go to the phone lines once again and see if we got another. Yes, we do. We're going to go to, 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're doing an exclusive interview with Ms. Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me. Who do we have on the air with us live?
This is Jack.
Jack, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for having me on the show. I'm excited about being on the show. And I love the topic, and I love what you guys are talking about. I love the comments thus far and everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Jack, we're talking tonight about our characters of Jennifer and Greg. After 4 months in a relationship, Greg's a doctor, and Jennifer's, you know, she was aware that she, you know, he was a player. And now she's so in love with him that she's wondering, how did I end up in this relationship? I mean, she's in love with him. He doesn't even buy her a Christmas gift or a Valentine's gift or a card because he just thinks it's all man-made. Do you have a question for the author of Falling in Love with Me, Jack?
Well, no, I just wanted to comment on the topic and all that's been said and all. I love the comments, as I mentioned. I think the guy is a bum. I mean, anytime a guy is, you know, two and three timing a woman and all, I think he's, you know, he has less self-esteem for himself. He may think that he has all the self-esteem in the world, but I think he has low self-esteem about himself, because why do you have to have five or six women to tell you that you look good and that you're all over there in a bag of chips, which he's not? But now, I have heard this now, and this that people, love is blind, and also that a lot of times people are knowing, they know from the beginning, you know, what they're getting. And a player like this guy, sometimes they would even let their spouse know that, I mean, you know what you're getting from the beginning. So I'm going to continue to do what I was doing even before we got into the relationship. So if I've been seeing Sue, Sally, and Mary and been hanging out with him, I'm going to continue to do that. So there's nothing you can do. But I think she should give him his walking papers, and I think she should continue on with her life and find her another guy that can really love her for what she's worth. I don't believe we should stay in a situation like that. This guy's two and three timing right now. You never know what he's going to get out there and bring to home to the table. And also, I would definitely think about getting the guy his walking papers unless he can get his act together.
Okay. Ms. Blake, how easy for Jennifer? I mean, it's only been 4 months. You know, I guess she needs kind of a blessing to say, you know what, it's better than being 2, 3, 4 years. You know, how can she really just kind of like pull back when she's having that difficulty because she's so in love?
It is difficult, and it depends on Jennifer's personality. Some women are better at just saying next, and others love very deeply and fall very quickly. It sounds like she's one of those people that falls rather quickly. So she may be in deeper than most people realize. It's not really said in the story, but I'm making an assumption that there is some physical involvement, for her to be this deep, this fast, especially since he's not really showing her the attention that should be shown. One of the things that she can do is there are exercises in my book, Falling in Love with Me. There's a chapter that deals with looking at the woman in the mirror and really turning the mirror around on you and starting to see, we get what we give out. So if you find yourself getting attracted constantly to players and people that break your heart, then you start to ask the question, I guess I could have renamed my book and said, it's not him, it is you. And I know that's a little harsh,
right?
But it's true, because you are attracting that to you. Once again, don't beat yourself up for that. Let's see what we can do to go through the exercises to correct that so that you attract better to you.
Okay. All right. One of the questions that I want to ask, Ms. Blake, while we've got you on the air doing this exclusive interview is there a way to avoid getting attracted to someone while isolating oneself? You know, how could she have avoided this, or could it have been avoided? Could Jennifer have actually avoided, falling in love with him, trying to isolate herself and just kind of like keeping it neutral and dating for those 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, I think she could have. It's easier said than done. Hindsight is always 20/20, I'm sure, for Jennifer at this point. But one of the things that a woman can do, she went to a social event. Number one, I always say to people, when you're going to a social event, stop going out there always thinking you're going to meet a man, okay, or that you're going to meet the man that's the one. That's a mistake that women sometimes make, particularly as they get a little older and they want to be married or in a relationship. Maybe they're divorced and they're still, they're wanting a new relationship. And so they go to get invited to maybe a Christmas party or just a regular dinner or social at someone's house, someplace they think it's maybe a safe environment to meet people because they're mutual friends there. But they need to stop going into that thinking, tonight I'm going to meet this guy. Go into it just to have fun. So when that happens and you get the player that walks up to you, hey, baby, you look good. You can be polite. If they're not out of bounds with their speech, thank you. And keep it moving. Don't start thinking, wow, he thinks I look good. You walk in there, you already know you look good. You have mirrors in your house, That's one of the jokes I make when I'm out in the Atlanta area. I'm not really harsh, but, sometimes, people try that line. Everybody in Atlanta wants to tell you you're beautiful, and that's kind. But, you know that when you walk out the door, so you don't need that. And so you don't become so gullible to, being swept off your feet so easily. Make him prove who he is to you, that he's worthy of you.
Wow. Okay, that is so interesting.
I love that word.
That is so interesting.
Dr. Walker, make him know your work. Is that translation for that's crazy?
No, it's not really. When you're a father of daughters, I think every man who has daughters and he's genuinely involved in their lives, especially watching them grow up, they're such princesses that he wants the best for them. I mean, that's generally having a good father. And because his daughters are such princes, he wants them to meet a prince. And hopefully that prince has been groomed to know how to accept and treat a princess and ultimately
Absolutely.
A queen. So that's the thing. And so I laugh and I think interesting because that man needs to be able to show that woman her worth, find that woman. I think that's the maze of the if you want to call it the game, it's the maze finding that special someone, you know, and I believe the Bible talks about a man that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing.
Right.
So
right.
The woman, I don't think that she should put herself so much out there. Now, she can align herself to be found.
Right.
You
right.
know, I don't think that it's her position. This is just me now, to always take the initiative. She may put herself in an alignment way where he almost trips over her about five times, but eventually he sees her. I mean, because she's looking at, and same as he, I believe, they're looking at things from the natural eye. You don't really get to know a person until you start going out with them. So that's why I say interesting. So that's why.
So it is a mindset. You know, that question we were talking about, it really is a mindset. You step in a room as a woman, and you command that room with your presence, your confidence. Not overconfident, not arrogant, but you know your worth. You're the diamond. You're the jewel. At the same time, you know, so a man is going to notice that. And, you know, they may not even approach you in that situation. They may have to see you another time and say, you know, didn't I meet you at so-and-so's house? You know, but don't go in there desperate, because desperate shows, and I talk about that in my book, and men go, players love desperation.
Okay, all right. You know, Rose made a point earlier. She talked about the excitement with Greg and Jennifer. And my thought is, you know, it's always that novelty. Before that novelty wears off, it's always interesting. And for some reason, I believe personally that there's a lot of women that are attracted to players like Greg, and they like
definitely.
That excitement, and they keep
definitely
because chances are Greg is not a boring guy,
right?
He's not a boring
right.
guy, so they like that excitement. But when they get with him, just as in the case with Jennifer, she's in love with him now. That excitement hasn't worn off, and chances are he's you know, just like Jack said, you know, he might have five or six women, but
right.
she, like, she knows that. She knows that. So, you know, how does a woman not want to deal with that? Let's give Rose a chance to respond since I called her out.
You know what? As women, sometimes we think we can change a man from who he really is, and that's the mistake a lot of women make. Now, maybe Jennifer thought, hey, she is good enough, and she can change this player to just want to be with her only. Maybe with her falling in love with him, she might think that way, that, you know what, I think he's going to choose me. I think he is going to marry me. He's going to fall in love with me also. And I think that's a mistake that we make, you know, thinking that we can change the man. Sometimes it works out that he ends up falling in love with one woman after a while, you know, but that's a risk that women take, because you just don't know if it's ever going to be you.
That's an interesting point.
I want
to ask you some more questions.
I mean, I just want to say I have spoken to men who have shared with me, you know, when they were in their playing type days, and they typically did not end up with the woman that they were playing around with. It was fun. Some of them still have good relationships, friendships with those individuals, but they never really gave those women serious consideration.
Wow, that is so interesting. Jay, we're going to ask you, do you have another question before we go on?
Well, I just wanted to say I remember back in the day in high school, and they had a lot of players were guys who were athletes, so to speak, and the ladies like gravitated to the ones who were playing sports. And so every when the sports season came in for basketball, they went with the basketball player, one of the top basketball players. When football came in, they went with one of the football players, and baseball, so on and so forth. So I think women kind of like the excitement And I don't know whether they're in love with the guy or not, but it's just like the excitement that everybody is trying for that guy. So now that he has me, everybody's going to want this guy and all. So, and then he thinks that he's all of that, as I said earlier. He thinks that he's all that. But I don't put any woman on a pedestal. I don't put any man on a pedestal, and I don't think any of us should do that. If this guy is a known player, as Greg was in the story, if he's a known player, I do believe that she needs to give him his walking papers, because a leopard can't change his spot, neither can an Ethiopian his skin. So if he was been doing that from day one, he's going to continue to do that. And as I said before, he could bring anything home, any type of disease home, because he's out there flirting around and fooling around. So I think she should give him his walking papers. Those are my thoughts, though.
Jack, do you think that he could possibly change?
Well, I said that it's very difficult for the Ethiopian to change his skin or the leopard's spot. For the most part, people don't change, as you said many times before. For the most part, they just don't change. They continue to do the same thing. They're doing it in their young age. They basically do it in their old age. But now, we do know this now. God has a way of changing people's hearts.
Right.
So we can't do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. God definitely has to be in the picture and all for this gentleman to change his character. And his
but the person has got to want to change. Wouldn't you agree, Jack?
Say it again?
The person has to want to change.
Oh,
would
without
you agree?
A doubt. He has to want to change. Right. He has to want to change. I definitely agree. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100%. You know, and you do often hear me say that over the air, that people basically don't change. They just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you're saying, and it's like I have to agree with Jack, because he's saying she needs to give him his walking papers, because it's just in him. You know, can a leopard change his skin? You know, Ethiopian can't change his skin. I mean, it's in there, and she will struggle. Yeah, this is just my opinion now. She will struggle being in that relationship with him, where he's been a player, and you know what? There's no guarantee he's going to stay. There's no guarantee he's going to stay. So, Jack, I think you're right on point. Ms. Blake, I want to ask you, how can your book, Falling in Love with Me, you know, the book that you have written, how can this book possibly help someone like Jennifer, you know, lose all my love?
It's just what she needs, because the first part of this book is basically three sections. The first section outlines the unhealthy relationship. And so, because the people sometimes may be wondering, you know, am I in an unhealthy or healthy relationship? And they'll quickly spot that individual if they're in an unhealthy relationship. But the midsection of this book really gets to the core of it. Will help Jennifer to go introspectively and start to understand why she's making these choices. You know, there was a point in my life after my divorce, I kept meeting just the wrong kind of guy. And I remember being heartbroken for the umpteenth time and thinking, why? What did I do wrong? And I ran into my first boyfriend and we were talking. And I was like, what is it? What did I do wrong? You know, and I started to look introspectively instead of saying, you know, they did this, they did that. Like I said, the book can be called It's Not Him, It Is You, you know. And once you start looking at your choices, what you're drawn to, what you're attracted to, and admit it, some women love the bad boys. You know, they're fun. They're a lot of fun, but they will never make you a good companion or a good mate.
That is so interesting. That is interesting. Let's look at some more about your book. How can Greg benefit from reading, you know, the book Fall in Love with Me? How can Greg benefit from reading your book?
Greg can get a lot from this book if he's open-minded. I've had men that have bought this book over the years, the first edition, that is, because this is the second edition. And so in the beginning, Greg may see himself in this book. And it may help him. It'll turn the mirror around to him. And he could like, wow, is that what I do? You know, have you ever been watching maybe a television show or movie and you see yourself in the movie? You know, it could be a romantic movie. It could be drama. Hopefully it's not a scary movie. But you're like, oh, That's what I do. So it can help Greg to start to understand. Just as I had the conversation with my first boyfriend, and when we were talking, and this was years later, you know, and now we have a great friendship because we're open. And, you know, he admitted, oh, back then, you know, I was just trying to see, you know, how many people I could get with. I wasn't even thinking about the hearts I broke back then. And it helped to look at that perspective, and it helped him to see, well, you know, you were this in my life, you know, and this affected all my decisions down the road after that. And so it will give Greg a chance to understand the impact that he's having on these women's lives, because you're dealing with people's hearts.
Okay, excellent. Ms. Blake, I got some more questions about, you know, tonight's topic during this exclusive interview with you. If you're just joining us, we're talking to the author, which is also my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, author Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. Ms. Blake, your book was published in Roswell, Georgia. Is that right?
I live in Roswell in the Atlanta area. My book was published by Tate Publishing Company, which is a company out of Oklahoma, actually. This is the second edition
okay.
of this book. Yes.
All right.
I think
okay.
you probably were reading my press release that I
Yes, I am. I'm reading your press release here now. And it
yes.
says, right, Roswell author shares relationship advice in new book. Is Roswell,
yes.
Roswell, Georgia, the same place where Area 51 was?
Not quite.
Not quite, okay.
No, but
okay.
there is a Roswell that is famously known for that, actually.
Okay, all right. I was just wondering about that. I just want to share some of the excerpts from this press release, if I may. I think we've got some
sure.
time. Before going to, yeah. It says here, Roswell author shares relationship advice in new book. This was published January 13, 2015, this year, by Nori N. Labrodilla. Author Audrey Blake hopes to inspire love and self-worth to women of all ages with the nationwide release of her new book, Falling in Love with Me. Falling in Love with Me is for women who want to have more fulfilling relationships, learn how to really love and value who they are, and also figure out how to select the right man for them. This book is a valuable read for women, young and old alike. It aims to influence those who are single, divorced, widowed, or starting over in a relationship. Falling in Love with Me will change one's outlook and will possibly change one's life as well. Now, published by Tate Publishing and Enterprises, the book is available through bookstores nationwide from the publisher at www.tatepublishing.com/bookstore or by visiting barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com. Ms. Blake, who has over 25 years of experience in creating and directing programs in different states, is a previous director and creator of Teen Talk programs in Columbia, South Carolina. She also co-hosts a radio show called All About Relationships, aside from that, you know, being on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, co-hosting that. She holds a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's in public health, is also the CEO of Fostering Leadership in Youth. She is also a motivational speaker and a certified professional life coach who has helped many to reach their goals. This is a very impressive press release, Ms. Blake, and congratulations on that as well.
Thank you.
All right,
yeah,
now we want to go in. No, go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, I know that you had a few questions that we want to talk about, and I'm just listening.
Right, right. Let me go right there now and start to wrap up things with the show tonight. We got about 11 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Now, in your book, what are some of the chapters in this book? What are some of those chapters?
Yes, the chapters include Mr. Futuristic, which is also known as the I'm Gonna Man. Some of you may know him. Then the spiritual one, the CEO, which I think we've talked about on the show before. That's the corporate executive opportunist. Mr. Right, which is the married man. The man I could be to you. The players card members, and we actually have alluded to that tonight, those players that are they have card-carrying members, lifetime membership. Accept but don't settle. The truth lies within. Reflections, that's when you turn the mirror around. Setting goals, what's in your closet, clean out that closet, drop the baggage, fall in love, men of honor, waiting to meet him. When you meet him, ME, which stands for mutual enhancement. You know, have something to bring to the table, and 7 days of positive thinking.
Wow, wow. That is, and how many chapters are there in the book? The book has how many chapters?
I just closed it. I should know this, but it has about 17 chapters.
About 17 19, chapters,
sorry.
Okay.
19
chapters, okay. All right, excellent. Which was your favorite chapter? I mean, just like in my book, I have a favorite chapter. It's actually chapter one in my book when Bob met Sally. But what's your favorite chapter in your book?
There are a couple of them. I often quote chapter 7 a lot on the show, Accept But Don't Settle. And that deals with accepting people for who they are, but learning not to settle. And I think another really favorite chapter of mine would be Waiting to Meet Him.
Okay. All right. Waiting to Meet Him. Tell me a little bit about Waiting to Meet Him. Why is that one of your favorites? I mean, it sounds interesting to me, Waiting to Meet Him. I like that. I like that topic.
Well,
why is that one of your favorites?
I'll read a small excerpt from it, very small paragraph, and maybe it'll enlighten people as to why I like this chapter. It says, "You may be waiting to meet the man of honor. Good men are all around you. You pass them on the street, in the malls, at work, at the gym, and in your neighborhood. Most ladies don't see him because you don't know what a good man really looks like. He usually isn't rich or flashy enough to turn your head. He may not wear a suit or drive the luxury car. He may not have a body like Shamar Moore. But as you mature, you will realize that it's better to find someone who's got your back rather than someone who turns your head."
Okay, all right. That makes sense. That makes sense. Waiting to meet him. Waiting to meet him. Ms. Blake, I mean, the listening audience, I know they want to know this question, and, you know, I've even received some comments on it. Inspired you to write this book. We did ask that earlier.
Yes, yes. And I was inspired for several reasons. So the short answer is I saw that young ladies were still going through the same types of things that I encountered when I was in high school and college. And then I also, because I am a life coach, people talk to me, and friends talk to me, and I saw friends of all ages going through some of the same types of things, meeting the same type of men. I personally have met several of the men I describe in the book, and I just said someone needs to write a book. Because, especially for the players, there's a game going on out there. And I often tell guys when I meet them that are players, I look at them and I say, you know, game knows game.
Game knows game.
This is a Southern term,
so
I think
true.
It is.
Game knows game. That is interesting, and that is so true. We're going to try to squeeze another caller in here. We can't make out this number. It looks... But we're going to try to see if the caller is there. He's coming from a 111. Are you listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show? Who do we have on the air with us? All right, then we're not able to get through to that caller. Some technical difficulties. All right, Ms. Blake, let's go back with look at another one of our questions here as we begin to wrap this up. I understand you have a big event that's coming up in Atlanta, Georgia next week. You want to tell us about that?
Yes, yes, and unfortunately I won't be able to join the show next Tuesday because I will be in downtown Atlanta at Kinley's Restaurant. Kinley's Restaurant is located at 75 Piedmont Avenue for those of you in the Atlanta area. I have had individuals who've been in my seminars telling me they're coming from out of state to the event. It's basically the official release of the book, Falling in Love with Me. I, of course, will be there. It's a big deal just to be there among the community. It's on the campus of Georgia State University. Again, it's 75 Piedmont Avenue Northeast, and Kinley's Restaurant is a place where there have been a lot of individuals who have gone on to do some great things have come through those doors. And I will be available to sign the book. If you want a VIP invite to the event, it isn't a cost anyway, but I'd love for you to be my very important guest. You can just go to my website, fosterandleaders.org, and tickets are available. There will be a special drawing held so that you can have a chance to win the Falling in Love with Me box that has a few things in it. It does not include the book, but it has some other items that you'll find helpful to you as you read the book.
All right. That sounds really, really good. That sounds really, really good. Well, we've got about 2 minutes to wrap tonight's show up. You want to go ahead and give us any further excerpt from the book or just wrap the book up in the next minutes?
Yeah, I just like to say I do some life coaching in this book. For those of you who have bought the first edition, I'd like to say thank you, first of all. The second edition is actually cheaper than the first one. It's $9.99, but it has actually more information in it. And what I did with this book is looked at some coaching. So you'll get a lot from this book in terms of really looking introspectively into your decisions. I feel a lot of times, particularly with women, that, you know, we may not have had good daddy relationships, and that has a lot to do with the choices that we have made in men. So it's not entirely the man's fault, you know. But this book will help you to look inside yourself, to set some goals, to really reflect on your decisions, and just to be positive. And like I said, for the guys, come on out and support, buy the book, because one, it'll just help you as a man to make sure that you are treating that woman with what she needs. I blog also, and even today I blogged on making sure your lover is taking care of your heart, because a lot of times people focus on the physical and they miss the whole psychological, emotional piece. And your body is only going to be as good as your mind. And that's just something. So you've got to fall in love with you and really know your worth. So this book will take you through some great things. It's not going to leave you feeling bad. It's going to leave you feeling great. It's going to help you realize where you are, but it's going to show you where you can be. And, of course, if you need more after that, I do provide life coaching services, so I won't leave you out there hanging after reading the book.
Okay, and once again, Ms. Blake, tell them your various websites, how they can contact you, how they may also get a copy of the book in case, you know, there's some audience, some people that did not hear it. Again, I know it's on Amazon.com and Barnes and Noble. But also
yes.
Give them any other way, your website and contact number for your services.
Right. You can reach me by contacting Fostering Leadership and You, which is FLY, at fosteringleaders.org. So you can, if you're not going to be at the event, if you want to get a signed copy of the book, purchase it, you can simply go to the Contact Us page on Fostering Leadership and You, which is fosteringleaders.org. Or you can call my staff at 770-866-2162. Again, that's 770-866-2162. The book is also on Amazon. For those of you who are ebook readers, it's available in the ebook format. Also, I have another book you might want to just get a taste of before it comes out in hardcover, and that's Dying to Wake Up. I just want to throw that in, too. So if you're on Amazon, you can look for Dying to Wake Up. Dr. Walker, I do want to say I did discover that somehow someone else has printed a book up with this name, so there's some copyright issues because my book did come out in 07. But just look for my book under the name of Audrey Blake. There is another person who has a book, Falling in Love with Me, out there, and we're in the process of contacting her about copyright issues.
Wow.
But look for the purple and black book, the book with the purple heart on it. and my name, Audrey Blake, and we'd appreciate your support.
All right. Well, great. Ms. Blake, on that note, we're out of time. We thank you so very much, and those of you all that tuned in and those that we weren't able to get to tonight, we do apologize, and we ask that you continue to follow Ms. Blake and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show as we come to you every week on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 to 7:30 p.m. for your half-hour inspiration program. Join us this Friday for your half-hour inspiration program, and, of course, if you bypass this Friday, join us again next Tuesday when our topic will be the finale of the marriage, five-part marriage series that we've been doing. Topic next week, honesty required in making the decision to make your relationship or marriage work jointly. So, once again, join us this Friday or join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thanks once again, Ms. Blake, for the interview and all that you were sharing with us tonight with your book
on
Falling in Love with Mutual Enhancement. So we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. And on that note, we're completely out of time. Producers are threatening me as I speak. So join us this Friday or next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until Friday or next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night. God bless, and thank you, God.